Let's start today's lesson.
Insect?
Where is it? Inside. You are inside the room, they are outside the room. Outside. Inside, in. Outside, out. Inside, in. Okay, we are going to start unit 14. Shall we? Shall we start unit 14? Are you ready? Listen. The Surprising Mr. Fulton by George Ellis. In 1801, thousands of people stood on the banks of a river in France. They were watching an outlooking boat. It had no sails. It had no cabins. It was just a bare shell of a boat. Inside were two men, Robert Fulton and his helper. Before the eyes of everyone, the boat went under water. Would the boat come up again? The people waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but the boat was still out of sight. No man could stay underwater for so long and live. 5 more minutes passed. Then, many feet from where the boat had gone down, something was coming up. It was the outlooking boat. The top of the boat opened up and two men looked out. Robert Fulton had shown everyone that a boat could stay underwater for a long time. He also proved that it could move underwater. What made the boat go underwater and come up again? Robert Fulton had opened a small door. The water came in fast and filled a large tank inside the boat. This made the boat heavy enough to go under. When Fulton was ready to come up again, he pumped the water out of the tank. Now the tank had only air in it, and the boat was light enough to rise. The submarines of today go down and come up in the same way. Fulton made his boat move underwater by pushing a rod back and forth. And today, of course, motors and nuclear power make submarines move. Just 6 years later, in 1807, many people were watching another strange boat. This time it was on the Hudson River in New York. This boat had a long pipe sticking up in the air. From the pipe came heavy black smoke. On each side of the boat was a large wheel. On each wheel were paddles. Steam would make the wheels turn and make the boat move. Hardly anyone believed that the boat would work. They made fun of Fulton and his boat. On board were many fine people. Most of them were afraid and wished they had not come. Soon the wheels began to turn. quietly and smoothly, the boat started up the river against the water and the wind. The people cheered. Fulton had done it again. Now I start reading it again, and okay, the surprising Mr. Fulton. Surprising. When something is unusual, when something is strange, you say, oh, it is surprising. Yes. In 1801, thousands of people stood on the banks of a river in France. Thousands. 100, 200, 300, 900, 1000, or 1000. Thousands of people stood on the banks of a river in France. A river. This is the Caron River. This is the river. And these are the banks of the river. Banks of the river. Bank.
Bank.
Bank. Bank or side. Thousands of people stood on the banks of the river in France. Stood, past tense of stand. They were watching an odd-looking boat. They were watching an odd-looking boat. Odd-looking. Odd-looking. Odd is the same as strange. Odd has several meanings. One of them, for example, in mathematics, you have numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. These are the odd numbers. Yes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. These are the even numbers. But here, odd looking means strange. Something unusual. Something new. You say, oh, is that a car? It is very odd looking. That's very strange. It is like a motorcycle. But you say, no, that is a new model of car. Yes. It had no sails. Sail.
Sail.
This is a boat. It has sails. It had no sails. It had no cabins. Cabin. In the airplane, you have a cabin for the pilot. On the ship, you have a cabin or a room for the captain of the ship. The captain goes into the cabin and steers the boat or the ship. Yes. In Farsi we say cabin. Cabin, a small room. A cabin or a small room. On the boat or in the airplane. It was just a bare shell of a boat. Bare. You see, my head is bare. I don't have a hat on my head. His head is not bare. He has a hat on his head. Bare means without a hat, without clothing. Naked. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Cabin is cabin, otağı. Naked. Yes. Just only. It was only a bare shell of a boat. Do you remember shell? Yes, shell of the earth, shell of the egg. It had no sails. It had no cabins. It was just a bare shell of a boat. Inside, in the boat, were two men, Robert Fulton and his helper. 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 Helper or assistant. Before the eyes of everyone, the boat went under water. Before. You are before my eyes, in front of me. Before means in front of. You are sitting before my eyes. No. In front of. Yes. Before the eyes of everyone, the boat went underwater. Would the boat come up again? Would the boat come up again? Every person was asking his friend, would the boat come up again? Again.
Again.
Repeat something. Do it again. One more time. Again. Yes. When you do something for a second time, you do it again. Boat, this is a boat. Ship, boat. Both of them. اونا به بوت هم کشتی میگن هم قایق. Would the boat come up again? The people waited. The people waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but the boat was still out of sight. Out of sight.
Out of sight.
When you cannot see something, when it is very far, from here I cannot see Tehran. Where is Tehran? I don't know. It is out of sight. When you go near Tehran, it is in your sight. When you are around Behesht Zahra, you say that is Tehran. In your sight. Out of sight, when something goes under the water, it is out of your sight. You cannot see it. Sight.
Sight.
Fifteen minutes passed, but the boat was still out of sight. Nobody could see it. It was out of sight. No man could stay under water for so long and live. No man could stay under water for so long and live. Five more minutes passed. Five more minutes passed. Then, after that, many feet from where the boat had gone down, many feet away from the place where the boat had gone down, something was coming up. The boat went underwater. Now something was coming out of the water. Something was emerging. First it submerged, now it was emerging. It was the outlooking boat. The top of the boat opened up and two men looked out. The up of the boat. Suppose this is a tank. This is a tank. Here is the top of the tank. The top of the boat opened and somebody looked out. The same as you open the window. You open the window and you look out. The top of the boat opened, and top is the upper part. Upper part of something. Cheesy. Robert Fulton had shown, past tense of show, past participle of show, had shown everyone that a boat could remain underwater for a long time. He also proved that it could move underwater. Prove. That is one meaning. But here, prove. For example, I say, I am a doctor. I am a doctor. You say, you are. You are a teacher. I say, no, I am a doctor. Don't you believe me? Here is my ID card. Here is this is my picture. And here is written Dr. Vahdati, for example. What did I do? I proved it. I proved it to you that I am a doctor. Yes. To prove. He also proved that it could move under water. What made the boat go under water and come up again? What made the boat to go under water and come up again? Robert Fulton had opened a small door. He had opened a small door. The water came in fast, entered the boat fast, and filled a large tank inside the boat. Fill a large tank inside the boat. For gasoline, for water, you have a tank. You keep water in a tank. Yes. He had opened a small door. And water entered the tank, entered the boat. What happened? The boat became heavy, and little by little, it went underwater. Now, when he wanted the boat to come up again, what did he do? He pumped the water out of the tank. Again, the tank was filled with air, so it became light, and it came up to the surface of water. The water came in fast and filled a large tank inside the boat. Fill. You have a bottle of milk. You pour milk in the bottle and you fill it. You fill it. Yes, yes. Fill is a verb. You fill it. After you fill it, it is full. Full is an adjective. This made the boat heavy. Filled a large tank inside the boat. This made the boat heavy enough to go under, to go underwater. Enough. We want to go to the train station. The train station is near the language school. How much time do we need? We need 30 minutes. What time is it now? It is 10:45. What time does the train leave? The train leaves at 11:30. So I say we have enough time. We have enough time. Another example, I want to buy a car. The price of the car is 100,000 tumans. I have 200,000 tumans. So my money is enough. I can buy the car. Enough, the same as sufficient. Good afternoon. How are you? adequate adequate and sufficient are synonyms for enough. When the tank was filled, the boat was heavy enough or sufficiently enough tell him, I don't speak Farsi. Adequate. When Fulton was ready to come up again, he pumped the water out of the tank. Now the tank had only air in it, and the boat was light enough to rise. The submarines of today go and come up in the same way. The submarines of today go down and come up in the same way, in a similar pattern, in a similar way. Submarine. Submarine.
Submarine.
You see, some of this is the sea level. You have a boat which is moving on the sea level. This is a boat which is moving on the water. The ship moves on the water, on the surface of the water.
Yeah.
No, on the surface. We have another kind of ship, another kind of vessel, which moves under the water. The same as Nautilus. Yes. Very dangerous. It goes under water. It is a very dangerous weapon. A submarine. Submarine.
Submarine.
Nautilus was the most famous submarine.
Submarine.
Here in the Persian Gulf, every day you hear about different kinds of ships that America has sent to this area, to the Persian Gulf. But nobody hears about the submarines. As you know, America has nuclear submarines. Where are they? Maybe they are somewhere under the water. They are doing something and nobody knows where they are, the submarines. The atomic submarines America has. Maybe they are near Bandar Abbas. They are underwater and they are doing something and nobody knows. Maybe they are near Verbe, near Bubiyan. And the Iraqis are sleeping and say, okay, nothing is going to happen. Suddenly, something happened. Really? Believe me, if they decide to do that, they can do it very fast. Suddenly, the missiles would come out of the water and go and hit Baghdad. The Polaris missiles, the cruise missiles, there is another very dangerous missile, Trident missiles. They are underwater in the submarines. Suddenly they are launched and they come. What I say? They understand. گفتم تو این قضیه خلیج از همه سلاح‌های آمریکا اسم بود غیر از این زیردریایی‌هاشون. و من یه دفعه به فکرم صحبت این تا الان من یادم نیفتاده. اینها الان ممکنه ده تاش همه چیزا رو اعلام کرده که ما فرستادیم هست اونایی که مردم میبینن، اما ممکنه از این زیر دریای اتمی که این داره که هیچ وقت هم محلاشون رو اعلام نمی کنه 10 تاش هم الان اون زیر باشه. بعد میگه که اون رادیوی شبکه NNC شون اعلام کرد که 1000 کلاهک اتمی تو منطقه داره. این خب سیلو که اونجا نداره، نمیدونم پایگاه پرتاب موشک نداره. این احتمالاً یا به صورت بمبای تاکتیکی برای هواپیماهاش یا رو همین موشک ها اون زیر، که جایی که اصلا اون فکرش هم نمی کنه که اگه لاد نه وسیله دارم. میدونید موضوع اینه که نیرو طرفین اصلا قابل مقایسه نیست. حالا این چطور میگه من نمیرم بیرون؟ من نمیدونم.
نه
دیگه
امریکا میدونه چه گرگی پرورش
داده. نه این دیوانه است بابا. این به قول یک کسی دیروز میگفت این اورتگا هم نام نیکی از خودش باقی گذاشت، هر ممکنه پس فردا هم اگه اونا نتونن کارو از پیش ببرن خودشون برن دست به دامن نمیشن بگن آقا این خانم چامورو بود کی بود گند زده نتونست. ولی اگه میمون مثل اون نوری گاب بین گرفتن کت بسته بود هم آبروش میرفت. البته نه اینکه بخوام این حرف من به معنی تسلیم باشه، اون چندین سال مقاومت کرد، بعد که دید همه جور فشارها رو بهش دارن میارن هیچ جور حریف نمیشه، گفت خیلی خب اگه واقعا شما انتخابات آزاد طرفدارش هستی انتخابات آزاد بکنید، مردم نخواستن ما بیریم. حالا البته میگم اینجا رو تو درسای دیگه تو میبینیم به چه طریقی میشه اینطوری کرد. خرج داره انقدر مثلا فشار اقتصادی آوردن به این، یا مثلا حقوق مردم کم بود فلان بود، یه عده از دور این پراکنده شدن. خب What made the boat go underwater and when Fulton this made the boat heavy enough to go under. When Fulton was ready to come up again, he pumped the water out of the tank. Now the tank had only air in it. And the boat was light enough to rise. Pump. To pump. We have electro pump. Yes. In Farsi we have pump. You pump. You have mechanical pumps. You have electrical pumps. Now the tank had only air in it. And the boat was light enough to rise. The submarines of today go down and come up in the same way, in a similar way. Do you have any question about this part?
Coffee to side.
Huh?
Rise.
Okay, rise.
Rise
means come up. The sun rises in the east and sets or goes down in the west. Rise, come up. Fulton made his boat move underwater by pushing a rod back and forth. Rod. By pushing a rod back and forth. Push. When your pecan stalls on the street, it doesn't move. You call other persons to come and help you. They push the pelican. Yes. Today, of course, today, motors and nuclear power make submarines move. Today, of course, motors and nuclear power make submarines move. Motor.
Motor.
Your Paycon has a motor or engine. Yes, motor. Yes. Engine. And nuclear power makes submarines move. Nucleus and power is energy. Nuclear power, nuclear energy. Just 6 years later, only 6 years later, in 1807, many people were watching another strange boat. What is a strange? Synonym, I told you. Synonym. Outlooking, strange. Huh? Do you remember? Outlooking. We had it today. Just 6 years later, in 1807, many people were watching another strange boat. Outlooking boat. This time it was on the Hudson River in New York. This time it was on the Hudson River in New York. This boat had a long pipe sticking up in the air. This boat had a long pipe. What is pipe? Do you remember? Huh? Yes, pipe. Yes, pipe or tube. It had a long pipe sticking up in the air. Stick up. From the pipe came heavy black smoke. Heavy smoke. You see, suppose this is the seat in your pecan. The point of the spring, when it is broken, it sticks up. The point of the spring sticks up. This is a spring under your chair. From the pipe came heavy black smoke. Heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah. Heavy black smoke. On each side of the boat was a large wheel. On each side of the boat was a large wheel. Wheel.
Wheel.
Wheel.
Wheel.
You have a pecan. Okay. Suppose this is a pecan. And inside the pecan you have a steering wheel. The pecan has four wheels. It has a steering wheel. This is wheel. This is a steering wheel. آره دیگه این مدل جدیده. So there was a large wheel. On each wheel were paddles. Paddles.
Paddles.
Paddles. Paddles. Parts like this are called paddles. Each wheel had paddles. Yes. Stop. wind would make the wheels turn and make the boat move. Steam. If you boil water, you produce steam. You generate steam. Yes. What is the matter? Yes, I made a mistake. This part. Steam would make the wheels turn and make the boat move. Hardly anyone believed that the boat would work. Hardly. Do you remember when we were talking about grammar? I told you hard is irregular adjective. Hard and hard. Fast and fast. We said we don't have any adverb for hard. Here you see hardly. This hardly is different from that. For example, if you remember, I told you he works hard. He is a hard worker. Here it has another meaning. Hardly. Hardly anyone believed that the boat would work. به سختی باور میکرد، یعنی باور نمیکرد، در حالی که اونجا میگیم he works hard، او سخت کار میکنه، یعنی کوشاست. به این علت بود که میگفتیم hard قید و صفتش یه حالت داره و حالت قیدی نداره. بله، به اون معنا حالت قیدی نداره. این قیدی که اینجا میبینید درستش hardlyه، ولی به سختی، دشوار کسی میپذیره. Hardly anyone believed that the boat would work.
Believe.
To accept as truth. Hardly anyone believed that the boat would work. They made fun of Fulton and his boat. Make fun of. The same as to laugh at a person. For example, look at him. Look at his motorcycle. That is a motorcycle you have? That is more like a bicycle. It is not a motorcycle. To laugh at a person, to make fun of a person, and say, "Oh, that is, look at his car. It is, it, yes." Make fun of. To make fun of a person or to laugh at him. They made fun of Fulton and his boat. On board were many fine people. Board. On board were standing many fine people. The professors were standing on the board. The mayor was standing on the board. The merchants were standing on the board, yes. Board. Board or deck. Board or deck. On board were many fine people. Fine. Yes. Yes, yes. Nice. Very noble people, very gentle people. خیلی همچین مردمان معروف، معارف شهر اونجا بودن. تمیز، ترتمیز و اینها. Yes, gentlemen, gentle women. Most of them were afraid. Most of them were frightened, were afraid, and wished they had not come. Most of them were afraid, were frightened, and wished they had not come. They said, oh, this is dangerous. We have come on the board. If something happens, what can we do? Suppose the boat explodes. What can we do? It is very dangerous. I wish I were not here. I wish I were on the bank and I could look at the boat. It is very dangerous to come here and to be on the boat. If something happens, what can we do? And wished they had not come. Soon, the same as early. After a short while, after 10 minutes, after half an hour, the wheels began to turn. The wheels began to turn. Yes. To turn. Quietly and smoothly, the boat started up the river against the water and the wind. Quietly. Quietly. Quietly.
Quiet
means without any sound. Noiselessly. Silently. No. Don't talk. Keep quiet. When children start talking together, the teacher says, quiet. And they say, you are quiet. It is the verb, imperative form of the verb. حالت امری فعلی. باش. So, quietly or silently. Okay. And smoothly the boat started up the river. Smoothly.
Smoothly.
Smoothly, the same as softly, gently, not roughly, not like this. Smoothly. Softly, yeah. Yes.
Gently,
همون جنتلمن خرامان. Started up the river against the wind. Up the river. Up the river, not down the river. The most important thing is to go up the river. Down the river, the water carries the boat. If the boat can go up the river, that is very important. In the opposite direction of water.
Against.
Tomorrow there is a football game. There is a football match between Pass and Piruzi. Piruzi is playing against Pass. I am standing against Mr. Najaflu. Yes, opposite, against. Against the water and the wind.
Wind.
What causes this kind of sailing boat? What causes it to move? The wind causes the boat to be pushed forward and move. Do you understand what is wind? The movement of the air. It's called the wind. Yes. And we have windmills. Windmill. Yes, it is a windmill. It works using the wind power. Yes. Wind. It moved up the river against the water and the wind. The people cheered.
Cheer.
When you say hooray, hooray, when you are very happy. When Imam Khomeini returned from France, he returned to Tehran for the first time. People cheered. They were very happy. They were shouting. They were very merry. Making. Yeah. Hot. Yes. Fulton had done it again. Mr. Fulton had done this work again. He had made possible the steamboat. What had he made? He had made a steamboat. قایق بخار ساخته بود. First time he made a submarine. The first submarine. Now he had made a steamboat. Very good. Was it very easy? Did you understand it? Yes, did you like it?
Yes.
A little, huh? Okay. Where is it? Sail. Where is it? Shell. Shell, the cover.
Just.
Only. Mr. Calhoun, read the first paragraph.
Surprising Mr. Kutub.
Thousands of people
stood on the banks of a river in France. They were watching and odd-looking
boat.
It had no sails. It had no cabins. It was just a bare shell of a boat. Inside were two
Inside
were two men. Robert Fulton and his helper. Before the eyes of everyone, the boat went under water.
Okay.
Okay,
stop here. When people were standing on the banks of a river in France. 1801. What were they looking at, Mr. Shakiri? What were the people looking at? They were watching odd-looking boat. Did the boat have any sails? No, it had no sails. Did it have, Mr. Khajui, did the boat have any cabins?
No.
It didn't have any cabin. Mr. Olyai, how many people were inside the boat?
Two men.
Who were they, Mr. Salehi? Who were the people inside the boat? And his helper. Okay, continue, Mr. Najaflu, second paragraph. Read the next paragraph. No, next paragraph. Wood.
Would the boat come up again? The people waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but the boat was still out of sight. No man could stay under with it for so long and
live. Okay. How How much did they wait? How long did they wait? How long did the people wait? No, on the whole, the total, how long did they wait? They waited for 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, what happened? خب اون 5 دقیقه آخر رو تو پاراگراف بعدی گفته. 20 دقیقه تو پاراگراف بعدی میشه 20 دقیقه. اینجا نیست. خیلی خوب. ادامه بدید. Continue. Yes, read it.
9 minutes passed. Then many feet from where the boat had gone down. Something was coming up. It was the
odd looking
boat. The
top of the boat.
Top of the boat opened up the top to. Ned looked up.
Out.
Robert Fulton had shown everyone that a boat
could stay. Underwater
for a long time. He also proved that it could move underwater.
Okay, no. What did Mr. Fulton show? Mr. Khodai. What had Mr. Fulton shown? What had he shown? No. He had shown that a boat could stay underwater for a long time. What did he prove? It could move underwater. Okay, next one, Ms. Hajui.
What made the boat go underwater and come up again?
Again.
Robert Fulton had opened a small door. The water came in fast and filled a large tank.
Inside the boat.
This made the boat heavy enough to go under. Ready to come up again, he pumped the water out of the tank. No, the tank had only air in it, and the boat was light. Enough to ride the
submarines.
Submarines of today go down and come up in the same way.
How could Mr. Fulton, make the boat go down. How could he make the boat go down? How could he make it to go down? With opening a small door. He could make it go down with opening a small door. How could he make it up again? How could he make the boat to come up again? He pumped the water out of the tank. What happened when he pumped the water out of the tank? The boat was light enough. The boat was light enough and it came up. Okay, continue, Mr. Khodai.
Fulton made the boat move underwater by pushing the boat back and forth. To the upcourt, water, and nuclear power make submarine move.
Okay. Mr. Shakiri, how did he move? How did he make his boat move? How did he make it move? What did he use? He used something to make his... Did he use a motor? Did he use a motor to make the boat move?
No.
He used a rod and pushed it back and forth and made the submarine move.
Yes.
Continue. Just 6 years.
Just six years later in 07. Many people were watching another strange boat. This time it was on the
Hudson River
in New York. This boat had long
pipe
sticking up in the air. From the pipe come heavy black smoke. On each side of the boat was large wheel stem would make wheel and make the boat move.
The steam would make the wheel turn and make the boat move. What made the boat move? What made the wheels turn and the boat move? Steam. Yes. Where did this happen? Where did all this happen? On the Hudson River. What did the boat have on each side? What did the boat have on each side? It had a large wheel. Okay, read the last paragraph. Yes, read it.
Hardly anyone dreamed that the boat would fall. They made fun of Platon and his pals. On board were many fine people. Most of them were afraid and wished they had not come.
Thank you. You read it. The last paragraph, read it. Soon the wheels
began to turn quickly and smoothly. The boat started off the river against the water and the wind. The people
cheered.
Fulton had done it again.
Thank you very much. Now, let's explain some points about the pronunciation. You see, on page 20, part C, you have call, calls, called, and calling. The base word is call. لغت مبنای شما کاله، نامیدن، صدا کردن. You add s, you add ed, you add ing and you get new words. Calls. S اضافه میکنیم میشه سوم شخص، مینامد. Called، نامید. Calling، مینامد یا صدا میکنه. حالا شبیه همینو در قسمت 12 دارید. 12 تا 19. Please repeat after me. Stand. Standing. Wait. Waited. Pass. Passing. Open. Opens. Pump. Pumped. Wish. Wishing. Begin. Begins. Cheer. Cheered. خب the vowel letters A, E, I, O, U. Other letters are consonants. Long vowels say their names. You find long vowels in words like. ببینید بعضی از حروف که مصوت هستند مثل A, E, I, O و U اینها یه وقت صدای خودشونو دارن، یه وقت هست صداشون کوتاهه. اون موقعی که صدای خودشونو دارن میگیم A صدای A نمیگیم، A نمیگیم، نمیگیم اپل، اپل کوتاه شده اینه. A مثل ایپ به معنی میمون. علامتش وقتی که صداش طولانیه یه خط ممتد بالای اون کلم، بالای اون حرفه. ایپ. ایگل، عقاب. تو کتاب لغت بله این به صلاح علامت فونتیک، البته در بعضی کتاب‌های لغت نه همیشه. آیس صدای کامل آی میده، مثل ات از نیست که صدای کوتاه شده میده. اوپن، اوپن. یونیفرم، یونیفرم. اینا همه طولانیه. او، او مثل آد، آد لوکینگ، در حالی که اون هست اوپن. اپل، اپل. الیفنت، ببینید صدای ایلیفنت نمیگیم، میگیم الیفنت، کوتاه شده است. ایندین، ایندین. اکس، ایندین، سرخ پوست. نه همون درست تحت لفظیش میشه هندی، اما این کریستوف کولومب که سال آینده است نمیم که 500 سال کشف آمریکا، این داشت میرفت هند دیگه، میخواست از یه راه جدیدی بره هند. وقتی که رسید به اونجا فکر میکرد که این به غرب هند رسیده و اونجا رو گفت هند غربی. بعد مردم اونجا رو هم خب خوندن ساکنین هند غربی، کمی سرخپوستا باشن، وست ایندیانز و اینا، ولی سرخپوست اصلا با ایندیان چه ربطی داره؟ از اون موقع اسم ایندیان رو اینا موند. آکس گاونر امبرلا میدونید. حالا این بقیه رو هم بگیم معنیاشو، 20 تا 33 رو یخ بات که میدونید، اپ اندر آکس گاونر میول زیر آنده میول. When there is a marriage between a donkey and a horse, the animal you get is mule, قاطر. Pump. قاطر. تیون تنظیم کردن. تیون آپ که همه جایی شهر که هر شهری نه اینجا نوشته تون آپ. تیون آپ تنظیم موتور. تیون تنظیم کردن. فان لذت تفریح. ساب اندر ساب میرین زیر دریایی. پاف سوت سوت کت شلوار. هودسون ریور. جون it is a month June ماه جوان. much بس. okay thank you very much, do the homework and study this unit very carefully. اینو بدید اونا رو ببرید.